here with what it says in the papers is Ronan Kelly.
Several of the papers lead with that review into the Sophie Toscan-Duplantier case. The Irish Independent's headline says that new witnesses are key to the probe. The Irish Times reports that several key witnesses and some of the original investigating Gardaí have died, but quotes a Garda source who says that it never hurts to have a fresh pair of eyes look at a case. Other papers lead with that survey which shows we pay more than most in Europe for our food. The Irish Daily Star headline reads, "Shoppers paying way above average for food even if it's produced here," while the Irish Sun says the price of food here is hard to swallow. The Irish Examiner is covering that story about the vaginal mesh survivors attending the Oireachtas yesterday. The paper says that some of the women injured by the mesh have had to borrow up to €30,000 to travel abroad to have it removed. The Irish Independent has a piece on a Fine Gael parliamentary party meeting which reportedly heard that party members flinch every time Pascal Donoghue goes on the radio spouting doom and gloom. Another speaker said that hotels which are price gouging should be forced to pay full VAT. And gouging of another sort is one of several older stories that are still running in the papers. They're Roe versus Wade, army deployment and eye gouging. Irish Times technology writer Carolyn Lillington says that the Roe versus Wade decision in the US last week has thrown the vulnerability of women to surveillance into relief. She says anti-abortion states can buy data relating to, for example, women between 13 and 40, likely or known to be pregnant, travelling over a state border in the vicinity of this clinic or that advice centre. She makes the point that this is because the US doesn't have GDPR as we do in Europe. The Irish Daily Mail says the army still doesn't know what it's supposed to be doing at Dublin Airport. And the Irish Mirror has another army deployment story. The paper says that Irish Army bomb disposal experts may be sent to Ukraine to help with mine clearance. And that report is beside a blurry but chilling photo of a huge rocket just about to hit the shopping centre in Kremenchuk. In celebrity coverage, we learn that Kate Bush has Irish relatives in Dungarvan. That's according to the Irish Examiner. And according to the Irish Daily Star, actor Martin Short has relatives in Crossmaglen. And apparently actor Adrian Dunbar is considering writing a script about James Connolly. That's in the Irish News. He says he's talking to fellow Line of Duty co-stars, as well as the author of Trainspotting, Irvin Welch. In property news, the Irish Daily Mail reports that a Dublin man who bought a grave 30 years ago for £200 has found out that it's now worth €6,200. He says one of the reasons it's so valuable is because it's beside a footpath. He's referring to it as having road frontage. The papers are talking about the weather this morning. Rosalind D in the Irish Independent says, "Don't let anyone try to talk to you about glorious childhood memories of past Irish summers." Rosalind says her memories were of sitting on the beach in Donegal, fully dressed, while her mother told her father where to position the windbreaker. On one regular summer event, Joanna Reardon is writing in the Irish Times about tech innovations for visually impaired people who want to follow the Wimbledon tennis. She also writes about the sport of blind tennis, which relies on the simple device of a tennis ball that has a rattle in it. And still on sport, Fionnán Sheehan is writing in the Irish Independent about last weekend's alleged eye gouging. It's in an article about GAA culture and sponsorship. His opening paragraph reads, "AIB gouged 15,000 of its own customers out of cheaper tracker mortgages, elbowed 13 families out of their homes and avoided punishment from the referee for 18 years. No better sponsor so for the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship."